We're going to begin our study today in the book of Romans.
我们要翻到罗马书来开始今天的
chapter 3,
考第三章。罗马书。
Begin reading in verse 23.
二十三节开始。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith. This was to demonstrate His righteousness, because in the forbearance of God He passed over the sins previously committed. For the demonstration, I say, of His righteousness at the present time, so that He would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.Where then is boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? Of works? No, but by a law of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law.
二三节。因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了。有何法没有的？有用何法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃是用信主之法。所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
Many theologians have considered this to be the most important passage in the Bible.
许多神学家都认为这一段经文是整本圣经最重要的一段。
They call it the Acropolis or the fortified city of the Christian faith.
他们称之为是基督教信仰的堡垒啊。
Here we find the very heart of the gospel.
这里我们看到福音的核心。
So many foundational truths that define the true gospel for us.
里头有许许多多定义福音的最基本的、最基础的。定义都在这里。
Now we're going to look at this line by line.
我们会细细的看。
And we're going to learn some things about the death of Christ.
我们要学到有关基督的一些事情，他的死。
That many sincere Christians
很多虔诚的信徒啊
have never even heard preached.
都没有听过传讲过。
And yet it's the very core of the gospel.
但是这却是信仰的核心，福音的核心。
Now notice in verse 23.
好，注意二十三节啊。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned.
因为世人都犯了罪。
Now we have spent a couple of days talking about the sin of man.
我们两天的功夫，两三天都在讲人的罪恶。
We do not need to go back through that.
我们不需要再重复了。
But there are some things that I would like to say.
但是我还要再加一些啊。
Sin is horrible because of the one against whom it is committed.
罪之所以是这么严重，因为我们所得罪的是谁。
When two criminals sin against one another.
当两个囚犯罪人互相得罪。
They can justify themselves.
他们可以为自己讲理由。
I sinned against him because he sinned against me.
我得罪他，因为他得罪我嘛。
But we're talking about God.
那如今我们讲的是神呢。
Who has never done wrong to anyone.
他从来没有得罪任何人。
We're also talking about someone who is worthy of all worship and obedience.
我们讲的是这一位配得一切的敬拜，配得一切的顺从的主宰。
Creator,
他是创造主
Sustainer,
也是托住万有的主
Lord of everything that is,
是万有的主宰呀、啊、
There have been some very powerful men that have existed in the world.
世上曾经有过很多的伟大的人物、啊、 有权柄的。
They demanded allegiance.
他们要求别人顺服他。
They demanded honor.
他们要别人尊重他们。
But they were little men.
不过这些人不过是凡人嘛。
Do you know how Isaiah describes a man?
你知道以赛亚怎么形容人呢？
As one nose full of breath.
他说就是不过鼻孔里一口气的人。
That's it.
不过如此。
Look at Alexander the Great for a moment.
看那亚历山大大帝。
He conquered the whole known world.
他当时把所有的世界都征服了。
When he was still just almost just a boy.
他几乎就是个小男孩，他就征服世界。
And as soon as he conquered everything.
当他征服了一切。
He died.
他死了。
God deserves our obedience and our honor.
神配得我们的敬拜和我们的顺从。
Let me illustrate it this way.
我这样子说明啊。
During the creation of the universe.
在创造世界的时候。
God commanded the stars to put themselves in certain places.
神命令星星各就各位。
And they all obeyed him.
他们全部都顺从。
He told the planets to move in a certain order.
他告诉这些星球要按着轨道运行。
They all obeyed him.
他们也都顺从了。
He told the mountains to be lifted up and the valleys to be cast down.
他叫山起来，叫山谷下去。
They all obeyed him.
他们全部都顺服了。
He told the sea, "You can come to this point and you can come no further."
他告诉大海，只能够到此为止，不能够。跨越界限
and the sea obeyed him.
大海也顺从
He looked at you and said, "Come."
他看到你，他说来
And you said no.
你说不
Do you see how sometimes the Bible says all of creation will testify against us?
你知道，有时圣经讲到，所造之物都会做见证啊，要定我们的罪
When you tell people all have sinned,
当你告诉人。人世人都犯了罪
That doesn't mean very much to them.
他们就不以为然了
I mean, we are a people who were born in sin.
你知道我们是一群生在罪孽里的人
We laugh about sin.
我们一笑置之
Sin entertains us.
犯罪我们还以为是娱乐
And so it's the task of the preacher to show the sinner how sinful his sin truly is.
所以传道人的职责是要把人的罪的严重性说明。
And how do we do that?
我们怎么做呢？
By using the scriptures.
用圣经。
When we talk about convicting men of sin.
当我们讲到叫人知罪。
We know that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道是圣灵的光照的工作。
But most people don't understand what conviction is.
但大多数人不知道什么被圣灵光照什么意思，被扎心什么意思，是怎么发生的。
If someone says, "I feel guilty,"
如果有人说，哎呀，我觉得有罪哎，
that doesn't mean anything.
这对他一点意思都没有。
They must recognize that they are guilty.
他们必须真正知道他们被定罪了。
And how do we do that?
我们怎么做到呢？
Well, first of all, it is a work of the Spirit.
首先是圣灵的光照。
But the Spirit uses the Word.
但是圣灵借着他的道。来成就
And the word doesn't just jump off the pages.
神的道不会蹦出来
Paul said, "How will they hear unless there is a preacher?"
保罗说，除非有传道人，他们怎么能听见呢
？So in your preaching,
所以在你的讲道中
，you're like a doctor.
你就像一个医生啊
，who seeks to heal.
你要医治病人
，but you're also like a prosecuting attorney.
你也像一个法官一样，像一个律师一样。
Who shows someone their guilt?
你要把他的罪状拿出来
and then works to prove that it's true.
然后要证明你的罪状是对的
Sir, you are a sinner.
先生啊，你犯罪了
Now I know that you do not think that is bad.
我知道你不认为这是什么大事儿，没什么大不了
But let me take the scriptures and show you how horrible it is.
让我把圣经翻开来，让你知道这个罪有何等严重
One of the ways we do that.
其中一个方法。
Is not just by showing them passages about the sin of man.
不仅仅是翻到一些圣经，看到人有罪而已。
But by showing them passages about how great God is.
而是让人看到上帝是何等的伟大。
Look at the one against you whom you have sinned.
看看你得罪的是谁呀？
So this is our job.
这就是我们的工作。
To press this upon men.
要让人知道。
Now. Here's something that I want you to see that's very important.
好，这里有一件事我要你看到，很重要的。
Do you know what a systematic theology is?
你知道什么何为系统神学吗？
It's a book in which the doctrines of the Christian faith are organized systematically.
这是一本书啊，里头圣经里头重要的教义呢，就是按着它的系统被组织起来。
Now the Bible is filled with doctrine.
圣经里头有很多的教义。
But it's not written like a systematic theology.
但圣经不是一本系统神学的书哈。
But the closest thing we have.To a systematic theology in the Bible is the book of Romans.
罗马书呢，就在圣经里头，就是最相似于系统神学是罗马书。
Paul is writing this to the church in Rome.
保罗写信给罗马的基督徒。
That they might know what he believes.
好叫他们知道他所信的，他们所信的是什么。
And that they might send him on his way as a missionary to Spain.
好叫罗马教会呢差遣保罗能够继续支持他到。西班牙去传福音。
So he sets out for them what he believes.
所以保罗就把他自己的信仰呢向罗马人阐明了。
Now the book of Romans has 16 chapters.
罗马书有16章。
Isn't it interesting?
真是很有趣啊。
That the first three chapters.
头三章。
Deal with sin.
讲的都是罪的问题。
Paul is seeking to prove that men truly are sinners.
保罗要证明所有的人都是罪人。
His goal in the end is found in verse 19 of chapter 3.
第三章十九节，这是他最后要达到的结论。
That every mouth may be closed.
好叫个人的嘴都被塞住。
And all the world may become accountable to God.
叫普世的人都伏在神的审判之下。
There is a sense in which we want to imprison men.
从一个角度，我们要把人给关起来，俘虏起来。
See, men always think that they can save themselves.
人总是自以为可以自救。
So when a man says, I can save myself by doing this.
所以当一个人说，我可以借着这个方法救自己。
We put a wall up.
我们把一个墙放在那，把它圈进来。
No, you can't.
不。你过不了。
And he says, well, then I can save myself by doing this.
或者我可以这样救我了。
No, you can't.
不，把你把他圈进去。
Well, then I can save myself by doing this.
或者我做那个可以得救。
No, you can't.
又把他关进去。
Well, I can save myself by doing this.
我可以做那个可以得救。
No.
不。
And we've built a prison.
我们就把他圈进来了。
The only thing he can do is look up.
像一个监狱一样，他只能够往上看。
I cannot save myself.
我不能自救。
I need the mercy of God.
我需要神的怜悯。
Many older preachers called this the first work of the gospel or the foundational work of the gospel.
很多老传道人啊，称之为这是传福音的第一步，这是最基本的步骤。
A man who does not know he's sick will not look for a doctor.
一个不知道自己有病的人不会去寻找医生。
And that's why it's very necessary.
所以这是必须的过程，第一步。
When I was in the Middle East,
当我在中东的时候
，it was during the time of their annual sacrifice.
刚好碰到了他们每年的献祭的节期。
The Muslims sacrifice an animal as a means of being rid of their sin.
回教徒呢会每年献一个牲畜作为赎罪的。途径。
Not only did I preach that men were sinners.
我不仅仅教导人是罪人而已。
Not only did I say that Jesus was the only way.
我不仅仅教导他们基督是唯独的救主，唯一的道路。
But I also labored to show them.
我不但如此，我更竭尽全力要他们知道。
That the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away your sin.
牛羊的血不能把你的罪除尽。
So you want to cut them off from every false hope that they have.
所以你要把他们一切的虚假的指望都给截断。
A man has cancer.
一个人有癌症。
And the doctor says you have cancer.
医生说你患了癌症。
And so the patient says, well, then I'm going to start getting more sleep so that it'll go away.
那病人说，那我就多睡点觉嘛，那癌症就好了嘛。
The doctor says no.
医生说办不到。
Well, I'm going to change my diet so it'll go away.
我就改变我饮食习惯了，那就癌症就好。
The doctor says that cancer is more severe than that.
医生，这个癌症你不可能这样治好的。
We must operate.
我们必须要动手术。
That's something of what you must do.
这是我们也要做的事情。
Now, just look for a moment.
好，看一看啊。
In chapter 3,
第三章。
Now, we're not going to read this, but look verse 1 through verse 20.
一到二十节，我们不用读啊，你就快快的看一下。
It's one of the greatest and most brilliant arguments in the entire Bible.
这整本圣经当中啊，是最智慧而且最最好的一个辩论啊。
Paul is working to show men that they are sinful.
保罗在用各样的方法来显明人的罪，人有罪啊。
He's working like a lawyer.
他就像一个律师一样。辩护律师。
We can learn from him.
我们可以从保罗学习到功课。
On how to deal with sinners.
怎么样子对待罪人。
We can learn from Jesus.
我们也可以从耶稣学习。
Remember the woman at the well.
你记得吗？那在井旁的妇人。
When Jesus started talking to her.
当耶稣跟撒玛利亚人说话。
She wanted to talk about religion.
那个女人要讲到的是宗教。
Well, the Jews say we should worship in Jerusalem.
犹太人说我们在耶路撒冷敬拜的。
But we say you should worship here.
我们说要在那个山上。
And Jesus said,
耶稣说
go call your husband.
把你老公叫来。
See, she's wanting to talk about religion.
这个女人要讲的是宗教。
And he's saying to her, that's not your problem.
那耶稣说这不是你的问题。
Your problem is you're an immoral woman.
你的问题是你的道德上有问题。
Now let's deal with that.
让我们面对现实吧。
Do you see?
你看到吗？
He went right to the heart of the matter.
耶稣一针见血。
He's saying it doesn't matter who's right on this.
不管你这个教那个教，这个不重要。
Because even if you're right about where to worship,
就算你知道在哪里敬拜，你对了。
You're a sinner and you don't worship.
你仍然是个罪人，你根本就不敬拜。
Now we always want to be gracious.
当然，我们要很温柔，很有恩慈。
But we have to tell the truth.
但是我们必须用爱心说真实话。
Now here's something else.
好，这里还有一件事。
He says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Now, what does that mean?
亏缺神的荣耀什么意思？
Some people say it means that God has a glorious plan for us.
有些人说，这个意思就是说，神为我们有一个荣耀的计划。
And we did not fulfill that plan because of our sin.
因为我们犯罪，我们没有满足这个荣耀的计划。
Well, there's some truth in that.
当然有一部分对的地方啊。
But that's not the main idea of the passage.
这不是这段经文的主旨。
The idea is this.
这个主旨是。
And men must be told this.
人必须要知道。
You were made for God.
神造你是为了他。
You were made for His glory.
为了荣耀他。
You were made for His service.
为了要服侍他。
You will not be happy until you submit to that.
人，除非你顺服神的旨意，你就不会满足。
You will not find purpose.
你就找不到人生的目的。
You know,
你知道吗？
I make bows and arrows.
我会自己做弓和箭。
And if you can take one of my bows and you can hunt with it.
你可以拿我做的弓箭，你可以用来打猎。
It's a very long stick.
很长的一根竹子。
With a string.
然后有根线。
You put an arrow on it.
你在弦上面上弓。
And you can hunt.
你可以打猎。
It shoots very well.
打得非常好，很准。
It will shoot an arrow very straight.
这个箭飞得很直。
But you can't play a song on one of my bows.
在我的弓箭上，你不能够奏乐。
But you can play a beautiful song on a guitar.
但是吉他上面你就可以奏乐了。
But you can't hunt with a guitar.
但是你不能用吉他射箭。
You put the arrow on one of the strings.
你把那个箭放在吉他的那个弦上。
It's not going to go very far.
就不会跑很远。
They were both made for something different.
这两个都为了不同的目的而造的。
When someone says this.
有人说啊，如果说。
I just don't know why the life of man on earth is so miserable.
哎呀，我不知道为什么人活在世上这么苦闷呐。
And another says, yeah, it's a great mystery.
对呀，另外一个说这是个奥秘啊。
I always go, I know why.
我说我知道为什么。
It's because everyone are not, they're not living for the purpose for which they were made.
因为人没有按着他们被造的目的而生活。
We were made for him.
我们是为他而被造的。
It's helpful to go through the Bible.
所以我们需要看看圣经。
And pick out all the verses that talk about the futility of man.
看到人类的虚空啊。
Because it perfectly describes the life of every man.
因为这圣经形容人的生活的就是这个样子啊，好虚空啊。
One man says it doesn't describe my life.
有人说，哎，圣经讲的跟我生活不合符。
I'm happy.
我很快乐啊。
Why are you happy?
为什么你快乐？
Because I have my health.
因为我很健康。
Yeah, but you're going to die.
但是你还是要死啊。
I'm happy because I'm in love.
我快乐因为我现在谈恋爱。
Yeah, but you're going to die.
你还是要死啊。
I'm happy because I have all kinds of money.
我很满足因为我很有钱啊。
Yeah, but you're going to die.
你还是死定了。
See, we have to remind people of the very thing they do not want to hear.
我们要提醒这些人他们不愿意听到的事实。
They don't want to hear that.
他们不愿意听见。
They know it's true.
他们知道是真的。
They dread it.
他们害怕。
That's why they don't want us around.
所以他们不愿意听我们讲，不要我们在旁边。
We say it this way in English.
我们英文这么说。
The true Christian preacher.
真正的基督教的传道人。
He is like rain on everybody's parade.
当别人都在快乐游行的时候，他们就下雨了。
We say, look, this is not going to work.
我们告诉他们，哎呀，这个行不通的。
The way you're living is not going to give you peace.
你生活的方式不会给你平安的。
There's only one answer, and that's Jesus.
只有一个答案，就是基督耶稣。
But we have to be very careful here.
这里我们要很小心啊。
We do not receive Jesus so that he will give us necessarily a good life.
我们不是接待耶稣好叫他给我们一个很快乐的生活。
And we don't receive Jesus just because he saves us from hell.
我们不接待他，不是接待他好叫他能够救我们脱离地狱而已。
We receive Jesus because he's worthy.
我们接待基督因为他配。
He's worthy of our worship and praise and obedience.
他配得我们的顺从敬拜赞美。
Now it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
这里，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Now in verse 24, it talks about the Christian.
而四节啊，讲的是基督徒。
It says, "Being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus."
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Now the Christian has been justified.
好，基督徒被称义了。
What does that mean?
称义什么意思呢？
This is an extremely important question.
这是一个很重要很重要的问题。
People will say, well, it means he's been forgiven.
有人说的意思就是他被赦免了。
Well, it does mean that.
是没错啊，是被赦免。
But it means a lot more than that.
但是比赦免的意思要多得多得多。
Does it mean...
诚意的意思是不是
that the moment a person believes in Jesus,
一个人信主的那一刻
he becomes perfectly, a perfectly righteous being.
他就变成了一个完全公义的人呢
No.
不是
Because if that was the case, the Christian would never sin again.
如果是的话那基督徒就永远不会犯罪了
So what does it mean?
那诚意什么意思呢
The word justified.
好，这个字称义呀。
It is a legal declaration.
是一个法律上的宣判。
This is very important.
这很重要。
Maybe one of the most important things you will learn.
也许这是你要学到最重要的事情，法律的宣告。
If you do not understand this, you cannot understand the cross.
如果你不明白称义，你就不明白十字架的意义。
It is a legal declaration.
好，这是一个。法律上的法庭上的宣告
The moment that the sinner believes in Jesus
罪人信主的那一刻
God declares that sinner to be legally right with him
神就在法庭上按着法律宣告这个罪人在他面前是义的
Again, this is extremely important.
再说一次，这很重要。
God declares the person right.
神宣告他为义，判他无罪。
Now here's another part of that that's extremely important.
还有另外一部分也是非常重要，极端重要。
Not only does God declare them to be right with Him.
神不仅仅称他们为义，没有罪。
But He treats them as right with Him.
如此对待他们，正如他们是义人一样。
Now this second part is just as important as the first part.
这第二部分跟第一部分同样重要啊。
God declares them legally to be right with Him.
第一是神宣告他们为义，是义人。
The word legal is very important.
这个在法律上，法庭上的义，这个法庭上法律的角度很重要啊。
And then God treats them as right with Him.
不但如此，神也对待他们好像他们是义人一样。
He treats them as a person who is perfectly right.
他对待他们正如他们是完全是义的，没有罪的一样。
Now that's the Christian.
这是一个基督徒。
And that's a great joy for us.
这对我们来说是何等喜乐的事情。
God has legally declared us to be right.
神已经在法律上称我们为义了。
And He treats us as right.
也如此对待我们。
That's amazing.
这叫人惊讶。
Now I want us to look at some things.
好，我们看看啊。
It says here.
这里说。
Being justified as a gift by His grace.
就白白地称义。
Now it's almost redundant. It's like Paul's repeating himself.
这里好像是保罗在重复自己。
It's kind of like he's saying this.
好像他在这么说。
We are legally declared right with God.
从法律上神称我们为义了。
As a gift.
这是一个恩典。
As a gift.
就白白的。
As a gift.
是个礼物。
As a gift.
是个礼物。
As a gift.
是个恩典。
As a gift.
是白白的。是礼物。礼物礼物。
The point that I'm trying to make is this.
我要讲的是这一点啊。
If you talk to most people.
如果你跟大多数人说。
And ask them where they're going to go when they die.
问他们你们死了到哪去。
Most of them say, well, I think I'll go to heaven.
大多数人说哦我上天堂啊我想。
Well, why?
为什么?
Because I'm good.
因为我是个好人啊。
I've done some good things.
我做了一些好事儿。
I've never killed anybody.
我从来没杀过人。
What are they saying?
他们说的是什么呢?
They are saying that they are right with God.
他们认为他们在神面前是义的。
Because of works.
因着他们的行为。
Because of works.
因着他们的行为。
Because of works.
因着他们的善行。
And Paul is saying no.
保罗说 no, 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 不不不。
As a gift.
是礼物
As a gift,
是恩典
As a gift.
是白白的是礼物
Now,
好
Let's look at the religions of the world
我们看看世上的宗教、啊、
First of all
首先
Isn't it interesting
这个很有趣啊
that almost without exception all the religions of the world
几乎毫无例外世上所有的宗教啊
ask the same question
都问同样的问题
How can I be right with God?
我在神面前怎么称义？怎么没有罪？怎么称义
？Even those that practice reincarnation，
甚至那些相信投胎轮回的人
，and don't really believe in a personal God，
他们不相信有什么神啊、上帝的。
They want to ask the question， How can I advance？
他们问的问题是我怎么样能够投胎轮回变成更高级的
？How can I come back as a higher being？
我怎么成为一个更高的一个阶层
Instead of coming back as a cockroach
不要变成了一个蟑螂投胎变蟑螂
That tells us right there
这里告诉我们
That every man realizes there's something wrong with him
所有的人都知道自己有毛病有问题
That he's not right
他不是义的 不对劲儿
That he's not right with God
他跟神的关系不对劲儿
And he needs to do something
他需要做一些事情
Now, there are many religions in the world.
世上很多的宗教。
But in a way, we can say there's only two religions.
从一个角度，我们可以说世上只有两种宗教，两类。
There is religion of works.
第一是靠行为的宗教。
And a religion of grace.
第二是靠恩典的宗教。
All the religions of the world except Christianity are religions of works.
世上除了基督教之外，其他所有的宗教都是靠行为称义的宗教。
that you are saved by works.
你靠自己的善行称义。
Christianity is the only religion that you are saved by grace.
基督教是唯独靠恩典得救的宗教。
Let's just look for a moment.
好，我们看啊。
Let's say that we have a TV reporter.
哦，我们比喻啊，有一个电视的这个记者。
And he's interviewing people of different religions.
他在采访不同宗教的人士。
He comes to the Muslim.
他到回教徒面前。
If you died right now, where would you go?
他问回教徒，你现在如果死掉的话，你到哪儿去呢？
The Muslim says paradise.
回教徒说，我会上乐园啊。
You say why?
凭什么？
He said, well, I've read the Quran.
我读了可兰经啊。
I've fulfilled the five pillars of the Muslim faith.
我完成了这个佛教的五个这个定律啊，五个基要信仰的要求啊。
I am a good man.
我是个好人啊，
I have done good things.
我行善啦，我。
I deserve to go to heaven.
我就配进乐园上天堂嘛。
Go to the Orthodox Jew.
好，然后你再去找一个。正统的犹太教徒。
If you died right now, where would you go?
你问他，你死了，你到哪去啊
？I'd go to heaven.
我去天堂啊。
Why?
凭什么
？I love God's law.
我喜爱神的律法。
I'm obedient to God's law.
我遵行神的律法。
The Bible says, "Do this and live."
圣经说，你要这样行就可以活着。
I've done it.
我照着去行了。
And I'm going to heaven.
所以我肯定上天堂。
Then the reporter comes to the Christian.
新闻记者去找个基督徒了。
Sir, if you died, where would you go?
先生，你死的话，你到哪去
？He says, I will go to heaven.
我会去天堂。
Well, sir, why?
为什么
？I was born in sin.
我在罪中生的，罪孽里生的。
I have broken all the commandments of God.
我触犯了所有的神的律法。
I deserve to go to hell.
我配下地狱。
And the reporter says, "Hold it."
新闻记者说你等会儿，等会儿，等会儿。
I don't understand.
我不理解你。
The other men, I understand.
其他人我可以理解。
They're going to heaven because they deserve to go to heaven.
他们要上天堂，因为他们配呀。
But you're telling me that you're going to heaven even though you don't deserve it.
你告诉我你要上天堂，尽管你不配，你还要上去。
How are you going to heaven?
你怎么上得去啊？
And the Christian says,
基督徒回答说
I'm going to heaven
我能进天堂
because of the virtue and the merit of another
因为另外一位的功德和他的美德我才上得去
Jesus Christ my Lord
他就是耶稣基督我的主
I'm going to heaven because of him
因着他我才能进天堂
You see, the Christian is the only one who can say he's going to heaven
你知道基督徒是唯一能够进天堂的他说
And not be boasting.
但是他尽管他可以进去，但是他不夸口，不会夸口。
The others say they're going to heaven.
其他要进天堂。
And they're bragging about how good they are.
他们都在夸自己有多好多好。
The Christian says he's going to heaven.
基督徒没有可夸之处。
And he's humbling himself, telling everyone how bad he is.
他在降卑自己，告诉别人自己多糟糕。但他上得去。
Instead of boasting in himself,
他不是在夸自己有多好。
He's boasting in God.
他在夸他的主有多好。
Now this does not mean that a Christian believes God and then lives like the devil.
这意思不是说基督徒相信上帝，然后活得像魔鬼一样糟糕啊。
But it does mean that we have a religion of grace.
但是这个意思的确是我们有一个恩典的宗教信仰。
That our good works cannot save us.
我们的好行为不能自救。
That it is all the grace of God.
一切都是凭着恩典，神的恩典。
And that's the difference between all the religions in the world.
这是世界上的所有宗教跟基督教不同之处。
So we are justified as a gift.
所以我们是因着神的恩典白白的称义。
Now this phrase as a gift.
这个是白白的这个词。
Is very important.
很重要。
It comes from a Greek word that's used somewhere else.
从另外一个希腊文的字，别的地方也用过。
Do you remember in the Gospel of John?
记得吗？在约翰福音里头。
Where it says,
那里讲到。
They hated him without a cause.
他们无缘无故的恨恶耶稣。
Okay.
好。
The world, no one ever had a cause or reason for hating Jesus.
人恨耶稣没有任何理由，没有任何缘故。
He never gave anyone a reason.
他从来没有给人任何理由恨他。
And because of that, it says they hated him without a cause.
所以他们无缘无故的，圣经说恨他。
That's the same meaning here.
就是同样的字。
That we were justified.
我们称义。
Without a cause.
是无缘无故的，白白的就是无缘无故的。
Now think about this.
你想一想啊。
We were justified.
我们被称义。
We were declared right with God.
神称我们为义在神面前。
Even though we never gave him a reason to declare us right.
尽管我们没有给他任何理由，任何的缘故来称我们为义。
He did it not because of us.
他不是因着我们的缘故。
But because of him.
乃是因着他自己的缘故。
Because of what he did for us.
因着他为我们所成了的事情。
Now.
好，白白的称义。
We're going to look at.The greatest problem in the Bible.
要看圣经里头最大的难题。
And it's what the gospel is all about.
这就是福音的关键问题。
If you learn this,
如果你学到这个，
it will change the way you look at the gospel.
就会改变你对福音的看法。
I'm not exaggerating.
我不是在夸口，不是在夸张。
This is so important.
非常重要。
Now.In verse 23,
23节,
it says that we are sinners.
讲到我们都是罪人啊，是人都犯了罪。
But in verse 24,
24节,
it says that God justified us.
你讲到神称我们为义。
So what do we learn from this?
从此我们学到什么东西呢?
God justifies sinners.
神称罪人为义。
God justifies sinners.The wicked.
神称邪恶的人为义。
Do you agree that that's what this is teaching?
你同不同意这是圣经教导的?
That God justifies sinners.
神称有罪的人为义。
Okay, now hold your place and go to Proverbs.
你把手指放在罗马书第三章，翻到箴言，翻到箴言。
Chapter 17.
十七章。
Now we have just learned in Romans that God justifies sinners.
好，我们刚刚在罗马书第三章学到了神称罪人为义啊。
And we are happy that God justifies sinners.
我们也很高兴，神称罪人有罪的邪恶的人为义，很高兴啊。
We write songs in the church about how God justifies sinners.
在教会里头也唱了很多诗歌啊，神怎么称罪人为义，我们欢喜快乐。
But now look at chapter 17, verse 15.
再看十七章十五节。
He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord.
定恶人为义的，定义人为恶的，这都是耶和华所憎恶。
Do you see the problem?
你看到问题了吗？
God justifies sinners.
神称罪人，恶人为义。
But the Bible says anyone who justifies sinners is an abomination.
那圣经说定恶人为义的是神所憎恶的。
There is the greatest problem in the Bible.
这就是圣经里头最大的难题。
And it is wonderful.
这是一个美妙的事情。
Because it demonstrates something marvelous about God.
因为这里显明了神的奇妙之处。
Here's the problem.
问题在于
If God is righteous,
如果神是义的，公义的，
He cannot forgive you.
他就不能赦免你。
He cannot justify you.
他不能够称你为义。
And if he does,
如果他称你为义的话，
he's an abomination.
这就是可憎恶的。
He's wicked.
他就是一个邪恶的人。
So how can God be just?
神怎么能够是义的？
And justify wicked people.
同时又称恶人为义呢？
That's the greatest question in the Bible.
这是整本圣经最大的难题。
And it's what the Bible's all about.
这也是圣经所要解决的问题。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子啊。
Let's say that someone kills my entire family.
比喻啊，有人把我全家人都杀光了。
And I come home.
我回到家里头。
And I see the murderer standing over my family.
我看到那个凶手站在我家的尸体的上面。
There's blood on his hands.
他手上有血。
He's laughing.
他还在笑。
And he says, I just killed your family.
哈哈，我把你全家都干掉了。
And so I run across the room and I grab him.
所以我跑过去把他抓住。
And I tie him up.
我把他捆起来。
And I call the police.
我叫911，叫警察。
And the police take him to prison.
警察把他抓到监狱里关起来。
But then the day comes when he must stand before the judge.
好，当他必须站在法庭，站在法官面前的时候。
And he stands there.
他站在那儿。
And the judge looks down at him.
法官瞪着他说。
And says, "I am a very loving judge."
我是一个很有爱心的法官。
I am slow to anger.
我不轻易发怒。
I am abounding in loving kindness.
我满有慈悲怜悯。
I forgive you.
我赦免你。
You're free to go.
你可以自由走吧。
Was that right?
对吗？
Do you think that justice has been done?
你认为公义被伸张了吗？
No.
没有。
What does it prove?
这证明什么？
That the judge is more wicked than the people he sets free.
证明了这法官比他所释放的囚犯更加的邪恶。
It's the great complaint in almost every country that many judges are corrupt.
很多国家都在埋怨法官腐败。
Judges are supposed to do justice.
法官应当伸张公义。
This man has broken the law.
这个人触犯了律法。
He has committed murder.
他杀了人。
If the judge lets him go,
如果法官让他自由释放他，
if the judge justifies him,
如果法官宣判他无罪释放他，称他为义，
he's a wicked judge.
他就是一个不义的法官。
Well, let's go back to Romans 3.
我们再看罗马书第三章。
How can God justify us?
神怎么能够称我们为义呢？
And still be just.
他怎么能够称我们为义，还保持自己的公义呢？
I have heard preachers say this.
我听过传道人怎么说。
Instead of being just with you, God was loving.
神呢，不做公义的事，他乃是对你仁慈。
But do you see the problem?
你看到问题吗？
It would mean that God's love is unjust.
这意思就是说，神的慈爱是不义的。
God is perfect in all his attributes.
神在他所有的性格上都是完全的。
He cannot simply show love.
他不能够仅仅彰显慈爱。
And ignore his justice.
却忽略他的公义。
He must be loving and just.
他必须又慈爱又公义。
But if he's just with us,
但如果他对我们公义的话，
we must die.
我们就死定了。
And if he neglects his justice,
如果他忽略他的公义，
and he pardons us,
他赦免我们，
he's no longer just.
他就不公平了。
So how can God be just and justify the wicked?
神怎么能够又公平公义，同时又称罪人为义呢？
There is only one way.
只有一个方法。
God condemns the world.
神定全世界有罪。
In his justice.
这是因着他的公义。
And in his love.
但在他的爱中。
He takes the form of a man.
他取了人的形象。
God becomes flesh.
道成肉身。
He lives a perfect life as a man.
他身为人，他活了一个完全的公义的生活。
And he suffers the penalty of justice that all men deserve.
他为人当受的刑罚担当了罪刑。
He is just in that he has punished sin.
他是公义的，因为他的确审判了罪。
He is loving because he took our sin upon himself and died.
他也是慈爱的，因为他担当了人的罪，为人而死，受死。
This is one of the most amazing truths of the Bible.
这圣经里头。
Let me give you an example.
最叫人惊讶的真理。
Now it's a very
让我给你一个例子。
It's a very limited example.
这是一个很有限的一个例子啊。
But all illustrations are limited.
所有的例子都是有限度的啊，都是有局限性的。
Let's say that a judge, two boys are born on the same farm.
让我们比喻啊，两个男孩在同一个农场生长。
And they're best of friends.
他们是好朋友 ，buddy buddy.
They love one another very much.
他们彼此相爱，是知己好朋友。
One grows up to be a judge.
一个长大了成了一个法官。
The other grows up to be a farmer.
另外一个成了一个农民。
One day the farmer kills someone.
有一天这个农民啊杀了人。
And he must stand before his friend, the judge.
他必须站在他的朋友，就他这个法官朋友面前。
The judge is known as a very righteous man.
他的朋友是一个很公义的法官啊，大家都知道。
So everyone in the town, in the village, is wondering what will the judge do.
所以整个县城里的人都不知道这法官要怎么判决。
Will he be loving?
他会是慈爱的，够朋友，够意思。
Will he be just?
还是公义的审判呢？
Will he set his friend free?
他会把他朋友放掉呢？
If he does, he's not a good judge.
如果他朋友释放了，他就不是个好法官了。
But how can he condemn the very one he loves?
但他怎么能够定他所爱的朋友的罪呢？
So the day of the trial comes.
所以那个审判的大日临到了。
And the whole courtroom is filled with all the people in the village.
整个法庭的充满了乡亲父老都来了。
They want to see what the judge will do.
他们要看看这个法官会怎么做决定。
The judge looks down at the man that he loves.
这法官看到他的朋友，他所爱的朋友。
And he condemns him to death.
他定他，判他死刑。
You have murdered.
你杀了人。
The punishment of murder is death.
罪行是死刑。
And everyone thinks, well, the judge was just.
每个人都说，哎，这个法官挺公平的。
But then the judge stands up.
然后法官又站起来。
Takes off his robe.
脱去他法官的袍子。
Takes the place of the man.
然后站在那个朋友的地位上代替他。
And dies under the penalty of justice.
他为他受刑罚，替他受审判，死刑。
A very poor illustration.
这是一个很有限的例子啊，局限的例子。
Of what God has done for you.
就是神为你我所成就的。
He condemned you.
第一，他定了你的罪。
He proved his justice.
而且他证明了他是公义的。
But then he died for you.
同时他为你代罪。
Under the very condemnation he declared.
在这样的刑罚上，他为你担当了刑罚。
And he proves his love.
他就说明了，而且宣布了，证明彰显了他的爱。
As Paul says in verse 26,
正如二十六节保罗说的，
God was just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
好在今日显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信他的为义。
There's something that's very important that I want to explain.
有很重要的事情我要解释啊。
About justice.
讲到公义。
God cannot deny justice in order to forgive you.
神不能够为了原谅你就否掉他自己的公义。
That does not mean that there is a principle of justice that is higher than God.
这意思不是说有一个比神更高的一个什么原则
？That he has to submit to.
神必须要顺服这个原则，这个宇宙的定律不
？That's not what that means.
这不是这个意思。
What it means is.
意思是
，God himself is just.
神本身是义者。
He cannot deny who he is.
他不能否认他自己。
Just in order to forgive you.
为了原谅你，他不能否认自己。
When we say that he must satisfy justice before he can forgive you,
当我们说神必须要满足他的公义才能赦免你
we are saying he must satisfy his own justice.
我们的意思说他必须满足自己的义
and that's what he does in Christ.
这就是他在基督里所成就的
That's why this is so amazing.
所以这是叫人惊讶的
The very punishment of God,
神的审判。
That you deserve,
这个你配受的刑罚。
God in Christ suffered in your place.
神在基督里代替了你受这刑罚。
He took it upon himself.
他为你担当，自己担当。
Now I want us to go back to our text.
好，我们回到这段经文啊。
There are two words that are extremely important in verse 24 and 25.
24到25节两个字非常重要。
One word is redemption in verse 24.
一个是24节的救赎。
And the other word is propitiation in verse 25.
另外一个25节的挽回祭。
These are extremely important.
这两个字非常重要。
Now what does redemption mean?
救赎什么意思？
Redemption refers to the paying of a price.
救赎就是付出一个代价。
In order to set a captive or a prisoner free.
好叫一个囚犯或者一个俘虏能够得到释放，得到自由。
In order to set possibly a slave free.
可能或者一个奴隶叫他得释放。
Now the Bible says that Jesus Christ paid that redemption price.
圣经说基督耶稣付出了那个赎价。
And he paid it with his own life.
他用他自己的生命当作赎价。
Now, we have to ask ourselves a very important question.
我们必须问自己一个非常重要的问题。
To whom was the payment made?
好，这个赎价是给谁的呢？
Some early Greek theologians
有一些早期的希腊神学家
were very wrong.
他们错了，大错了。
They thought he paid the price to the devil.
他们以为啊，耶稣把赎价付给撒旦。
That because we had sinned, we had become prisoners of the devil.
因为我们犯罪了，我们成了魔鬼的俘虏了。
And Jesus gave his life in order to set us free from the devil.
哦，耶稣呢，把自己生命付出，好叫我们从撒旦的权势下得到释放。
So he paid the devil so that we could go free.
所以耶稣呢，把赎价给了撒旦，好叫我们得自由。
That's not what the Bible teaches.
这不是圣经的教导。
Now Christ's death does set us free from the devil.
没错啊，神耶稣的死的确是我们从撒旦的权势下得释放，没错。
But Christ did not pay the price to him.
但是这个赎价不是给撒旦的。
To whom then was it paid?
这赎价给谁的呢？
It was paid to God.
给父的，神的。
You see, God's justice demanded our death.
你看，神的公义要求我们必须要死。
When Christ died,
当基督死了。
He satisfied the demands of God's justice.
他满足了神公义的要求。
That's very important to understand.
这很重要，我们要了解这一点。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
Death from God.
从神而来的死。
Christ paid the penalty to God.
所以基督把赎价还给父神。
He paid it to God's justice.
他满足神的公义。
So we've been redeemed.
所以我们被救赎了。
And this is very, very important.
这是非常重要的。
This is also a motivation for the Christian life.
这也是基督徒生活的一个动力。
Do you remember what Peter said?
你记得彼得说的吗？
We've not been redeemed with just gold or coins or silver.
我们不是借着金银等类的东西被救赎的。
We have been bought by the blood of Christ.
我们是耶稣基督的宝血所救赎的。
He not only set us free from slavery.
让我们从奴役中得到释放。
He not only set us free from imprisonment and death.
他不仅仅把我们从囚犯中、从死亡中得到释放。
But he bought us for himself.
而且更把我们买赎回来归属自己。
We belong to him.
我们现在属于他了。
And he paid a great price to obtain us.
他付出了重价好得到我们。
I knew a young man at the university.
我认识大学的一个年轻人。
Who was a sinner.
他是一个罪人，罪大恶极的。
And he was well known by all the people.
他也是臭名昭著。
Everyone thought he was really cool.
每个人都认为他非常的酷。
He had a really neat car.
他的车很棒。
And really good clothes.
穿的衣服也很时髦。
Many friends.
很多朋友。
But one day he heard the gospel.
有一天他听到福音。
And he was saved.
他得救了。
And he would stand out on the sidewalk in the university.
他会站在学校的这个走廊上。
And he would hand out tracts.
他就给人 福音担当
and try to talk to people about Jesus.
传福音给别人听
and the people would make fun of him.
这些同学都会笑话他
and his friends didn't know what to do with him.
朋友不知道拿他怎么办
they said, how can you do this?
你怎么做这样的事？
Everyone used to like you.
大家本来都很喜欢你的。
Now they all think you're a fool.
现在他们认为你傻了。你
They tell jokes about you.
他们大家都在开他玩笑。
How can you do this?
你怎么变成这个样呢？
And the only answer the young man gave was this.
这个年轻人所给的唯一的答案就是。
He gave his blood to buy me.
他流出宝血来救赎我。
He died for me.
他为我而死。
What else can I do?
我除此之外，我能做什么
？I'm a prisoner.
我是俘虏。
Of his love.
我是他的爱的俘虏。
I belong to him.
我属于他。
He redeemed me.
他救赎了我。
So it motivates us.
所以这给了我们动机。
And listen to this.
你听啊。
If he paid so high a price for you when you were sinners.
如果当你在做罪人的时候，他为你付出这样的重价。
How much does he love you now that you're reconciled to him?
如今你已经与他和好了，他更是如何的爱你呢？
This is a wonderful truth.
这是一个美好的真理。
He bought us.
他救赎了我们。
Now it says that our redemption is in Christ Jesus.
这里说我们是在基督耶稣里得蒙救赎。
Outside of Christ, you and I have nothing.
在基督之外，我们一无所有。
In Christ we have everything.
在基督里，我们拥有一切。
One time a young man came up to me and said this.
有一次一个年轻人跟我讲啊。
You're right, Brother Paul.
保罗，你说得很对。
Jesus is all we need.
我们只需要耶稣啊。
And I said, son.
我说，孩子啊。
Jesus is all we have.
我们只有耶稣。
Outside of him, we have nothing.
在他之外，我们一无所有。
It's so hard to explain this.
你说我们很难以解明啊。
Jesus is everything.
基督是一切所有的。
The older I get in the Christian life,
我信主越久
，the more I see my failure.
我就越看到我自己的失败软弱。
The more I see The hypocrisy of my love.
我看到我的爱的虚假假冒。
The more I see how self-centered I am.
我越看到自己是多么自私。
I know I'm growing.
我知道我在成长，没错。
But at the same time, I'm seeing more faults.
但同时，我又看到自己的更多的缺点。
And after 30 years,
信主信了30年
I recognize now more than ever.
我比从前更加认识到。
I have Jesus.
我有基督。
I have nothing else.
除他以外，我一无所有。
Nothing else to make me acceptable to God.
除此以外，我没有任何的善行能够使我在他面前得蒙悦纳。
Not my ministry.
不是我的事工。
Not my prayers.
不是我的祷告。
Not my morality.
不是我的道德。
Not my devotion.
甚至不是我的爱心。
On my best day,
我最好表现那一天
，Every one of these things would just condemn me.
我做的一切都会定我的罪。
Jesus is everything.
基督是一切，耶稣是一切。
I have nothing else.
除他以外，我无善足称。
Sometimes I have wondered.
有时候我觉得怪怪的。
When God saved us, why didn't He just make us perfect?
我奇怪，为当神造了我们，当神救了我们，为什么不马上使我们完全成圣呢？
But now I see the wisdom.
哦，现在我看到神的智慧。
If He had made us perfect,
如果他马上就叫我们完全了，
we would have never understood these things.
我们就不会明白这么多。
We would have never understood how much we need Jesus.
我们就不会认识到我们是多么的需要耶稣。
We would have never understood.That he is everything.
我们不会明白他是一切的一切。
So our redemption is in Christ Jesus.
所以我们的救赎是在基督耶稣里的。
Not in anyone else.
不是在其他任何的指望中。
And this is one of the great truths of the Bible.
这是圣经里头的其中一个伟大的真理。
Many people do not like to hear teaching about sin.
很多人不喜欢听有关罪的教导。
And you can teach too much about sin.
You can.
You can.
你可能讲罪讲过分了，讲太多了。
But because the Christian life is not just being sad about our sin.
但因为基督徒生活不仅仅是因着我们的罪而忧伤而已，不仅如此。
The Christian life is looking unto Jesus.
基督徒生活乃是仰望基督。
And seeing him.
看他。
Yet at the same time.
但同时呢。
When I hear about my sin,
当我听了有关我的罪的问题，
it does make me sad.
当然让我忧伤，
but at the same time,
同时呢，
it ends up making me happy.
也叫我很开心，
because I see how great Jesus is.
因为我看到基督是何等之伟大，
and that makes me happy.
这叫我欢喜快乐，
it pleases me.
叫我喜悦，
that everything.Is him.
一切都是关乎他。
That all glory goes to him.
所有的荣耀归于他。
Even in heaven.
甚至在天上。
So I'm walking down the street in heaven.
我在天上的黄金街上走啊。
And you come up to me to talk.
你碰到你跟我讲话了。
And since everybody speaks Chinese in heaven, I will have learned Chinese.
在天堂人人说中文，我也会学会中文了。
And you will say, Brother Paul, how did you get here?
哎，你说保罗弟兄，你怎么上来的
？I say him.
我说他。
Was him.
是他。
Was him.
是他。
Tell me your testimony.
哎，讲讲你的见证吧。
He died for me.
他为我死。
He died for me.
他为我死。
He died for me.
他为我死。
Anything else you would like to share?
有什么你要分享的吗？
He died for me.
他为我死。
He died for me.
他为我死。
Well, tell us about yourself.
哎，讲讲你自己的见证吧。
He died for me.
他为我死。
He died for me.
他为我死。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
But isn't it wonderful?
真是美，真是美。
God's love for you.
神对你的爱。
Is not based on your performance.
不是根据你的行为好坏。
It's based on the performance of Christ.
而是根据基督的所行的。
Now a lost church person will hear that.
一个失落的宗教徒啊，教会的会员呢，会说。
And he'll say, God loves me.
他说神爱我啊。
And it's not based on what I do.
那不是靠我的行为啊。
Great.
太好了。
Then I'm going to live like the devil.
那我就可以像撒旦一样生活。
And I still get to go to heaven.
我可以为所欲为，还可以进天堂。
But a true Christian will never think that way.
但一个真基督徒永远不能这样想。
The true Christian says this.
基督徒会说。
You mean God loves me?
你说神爱我吗？
And it has nothing to do with my performance.
不是靠着我自己的善行。
He loves me even if I fail.
我失败的时候，他还爱我。
And I say yes.
我说是的。
Then the real Christian says this.
那么真基督就会这么回答。
Then I don't want to fail.
那我不要失败。
I want to do better.
我要更加的讨他喜悦。
Not because I have to.
不是因为我必须。
But because he loves me.
乃是因为他爱我。
His love motivates me.
是他的爱激励我。
I mean,
我的意思是。
You know when Paul said that he was a prisoner of Christ Jesus.
你知道当保罗说他是耶稣基督的奴仆啊。
You know, he was a prisoner in chains.
他的确他是在受捆锁的。
I know that he was talking about the Romans' chains.
当然我知道他讲的是罗马监狱那个罗马的锁链了。
But I think he was also talking about something more.
但是我相信他讲的更超过这个一层。
He was a prisoner of the love of Christ.
他是耶稣基督的奴仆，奴隶啊。
Remember what he said in 2 Corinthians.
你记得。哥林多后书他说什么
？He said the love of Christ constrains me.
他说是神的爱激励我。
It's the thing that drives me.
是那催逼我的。
It has a hold on me.
他捆绑我的。
I can't escape it.
我不能逃脱。
He shed his own blood for my soul.
他为着我的灵魂流出他的血。
This is what is so exciting about the Christian life.
这就是基督徒生命令人兴奋的地方。
We are loved.
我们被爱。
We are saved.
我们得救了。
And not even our sin can change that.
甚至我们的罪都不能改变这个事实。
But it causes us to want to not sin.
但是因此我们不想犯罪。
Many preachers will say, I wish my church was more devoted.
很多传道人说啊，我但愿我的教会啊更加的爱主。
I wish my church was more holy.
但愿我的教会更加圣洁。
And so they preach to them all kinds of rules they need to obey.
所以他就教导这些信徒啊，怎么样子去循规蹈矩，这个规矩那个规矩。
And there are laws that we ought to obey.
当然有些律法我们应当遵行的啊。
But that's not the way to increase devotion in the heart of God's people.
但是这个律法不是叫人更爱神的办法。
The way to increase devotion in the heart of God's people is to show them more of what Jesus did for them.
叫神的百姓更加爱神的方法是让他们知道基督为我们成就了什么，为我们做了什么。
The more I know the love of God in Christ,
我越认识神在基督里的大爱。
The more my heart breaks over my sin,
我就越对我的罪会忧伤痛悔。
And the more I want to be pleasing to God,
我就越愿意讨神的喜悦。
Now again, this is your job as a preacher.
你身为一个传道人，这是你的工作，你的职责。
It's not just to tell people what they're supposed to do.
不是告诉老百姓你要做什么，做这个，做那个。不准这个，不准那个。
It's to describe to them the love of God in Christ.
而是告诉他们神在基督里的大爱。
Greater and greater pictures of the love of God in Christ.
你越来越看见神的爱是何等之大。
So that they might be motivated to serve Him.
好叫他们有动力，被爱激励去服侍他。
Well.We're going to stop right here.
好，我们现在停一停。
And we're going to pick up in verse 25 in our next class.
下一堂课我们再看25节。
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.